Hello, happy fall. Fall back. 100 degrees. Yes, it's fall. Is it fall where you are? Have the leaves changed where you are? If so, can you send me pictures of that's my favorite time of year. I love it. I love it. I love it. We're well in the football season. I'm loving it. And I really have been having some good times. And one of them was at Bucks UK. The Bucks have a fan group in the UK that has been going on for 40 years. 40 years in the UK. It all started with Paul Stewart, and they're giving him credit. He's the one that started it, and he started this fan group. And at the time, it was hard to get information about the Buccaneers, and if they could see any videos, and things were on tape delay. And now, of course, Sky Sports, you get everything, and the way social media is, everything has changed. But anyway, they had their 40th anniversary party in one of the clubs at Raymond James Stadium. I got invited. They invited me. I was honored. They're such good people. And two of their peeps, one, their president, Phil Jones, and his right-hand man, he's got a couple of them, David Cambridge. They were on my podcast, was it a year ago, 2 years ago? I don't know, the time it flies. And they're back on. And I went to this event. It was so nice. They're so polite. So nice. It was great. And what it's like to be an NFL Buccaneer fan across the pond. And I mean, they come, some of them, if they got the money, they come back and forth and it's no big deal. It's really, both of those guys return. And then I got some stories. I'll fill you in on what's going on with my new gig, the 813.tv. And just, you know, story time. We're kind of hanging out and enjoying life. And here we go. Hey, I got to tell you about my main sponsor. They are the best. If you're in Tampa Bay and you need new windows and new doors, it is Lipton Window and Door. LIPTON, Lipton Window and Door. They are the best in the Tampa Bay area. And there's a chance for you to get some rebates going on now. And, you know, you'll get this money will come back around because the way energy bill, you know how hot it's been. And you know what your utility bills are. So this will help. It's Lipton Window and Door. They're also a part of what's called, they're a licensed contractor for My Safe Florida Home Program. So PGT is offering some rebates. Basically, what you got to do is give them a call. Tell them Rock Riley sent you. Ask them about these rebates. They have financing available. They're the best. They have fully trained staff, factory-backed warranty on their stuff. They never compromise on quality. They'll give you the best deals. Lipton Window and Door, 727-372-2455. They're on Madison Street in Newport Richey. You can go there and ask for Tim Lipton, and someone always answers the phone, too, which is really good, Monday through Friday. You don't get a recording. So Lipton Window and Door, they're the best. Tell them I sent you. All right, without further ado, let me bring on my two guys here from Bucks UK. What a strong fan group that they have, and how they get support from the Glazers and the Buccaneers organization. They were telling me that there's other fan groups in the UK with other NFL teams, but those fan groups are jealous of Bucks UK. Here he is. Let me bring him back. My man, David Cambridge. All right. He makes his return to the Rock Stops Here podcast. The great David Cambridge from Bucks UK. We're here at the 40th year of Bucks UK celebrating here at the club at Raymond James Stadium. An historic night.
Hi, Rock. Yeah, it's fantastic to be back here. It's just incredible. To have so many Bucks UK fans travel over the pond to help us celebrate our 40th anniversary. We've got 115 UK fans over this weekend. It's just amazing to have so many passionate Bucks fans that love the club, love the organisation, and able to share this fantastic time with us.
You know, when it's amazing when it first started compared to now. I was just over sitting next to a fan, one of your peeps, and he was just saying that, like, we have so much coverage now. with American sports over at the UK, and when back in the day it was totally different, things were on tape delay, it almost seems like the world is smaller, David.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, when we started, we were trying to listen on radio to American Armed Forces, and you'd get this crackly noise of the NFL games coming through late on a Sunday, and it was a real struggle to really keep up. Then we moved into a situation where games got covered, but they were covered a week later, so we were always watching last week's games. And the way it's gone now with the coverage, it was historically the club, for the first 25, 30 years, was about providing information to our fans in the UK. It was about keeping them up to date what was happening with the organisation, players in, players out, losses, how the games went. Social media and everything now, everybody gets that straight away. It's a different world. Our world is all about now community. It's just everybody sharing the life as a Bucks fans. We're online as the games are happening. We're all online in a forum, all sharing, commenting on everything at the minute. So, we're all just loving it, and we just share all our love from the Bucks.
That is amazing. One of your fans was telling me, he's like, when we're watching these games, we're all online together, we're all commenting. It feels like we're watching the game together. If I remember correctly, was it because you went over to Disney? Was that how you started, or how did your love affair start with the Buccaneers?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, followed NFL, but didn't really have dedication to a team. And it is very much how a lot of our fans start, is Disney. This is the nearest NFL franchise to it. And so this is the first sort of club that we go to see. And let's be honest, if you're going to follow NFL, let's go to a team in the sun.
You got it. Well, listen, I want you to have a good time. You got to be happy with the direction of the Bucks, right? Right, Dave?
Oh, they're incredible. There's so much heart in this team. There's not a weak area in the team at the minute. You know, we looked when Brady was going that we thought we were going to be rebuilding. We haven't. We've gone straight into a team that can win. It's just incredible for all the years. And you think NFL, for the 40 years of this club, a lot of that was in tough times. And actually, for this club to stand the test of time through, that is brilliant. And now we've got a team that we're all immensely proud of and we know can win.
Awesome. Bucks UK, congratulations. Enjoy the night. Continued success, man.
Thanks very much, Rock. Everybody in town has just been amazing to us. We love coming here and we're looking forward to the future.
Yeah, it was on. David emailed me months and months ago, and he said, hey, man, we're going to have our 40th anniversary. We're going to fly in. We're going to be in Tampa. We're going to have a party. We'd like you to come. And I was like, you know what, man? I put that on my calendar and said, I am going to make sure that I can make that. And it was really neat. You know, it's amazing to me on how fans across the pond follow a lot of what we do here. One guy came up, couldn't have been nicer. Can I get a picture with you? I follow all your stuff. I listen to you on the Pat and Aaron Show on WDA. You listen to me on the Pat and Aaron Show? Really? And you live in the UK? Yeah. Oh, I used to listen to Steve Dumig and Chris Thomas. I listened to Sandy Penner. You remember that name? Yes, I do. I can't believe you do. And it was really, really nice. Another guy came up, he goes, Rock, I just want to say hello. I follow all of your stuff and this and that. And I'm like, man, that is unbelievable. Thank you. So they were all there and everybody's having a good time and they were eating Cuban sandwiches and drinks and things like that. And they had a big cake. And then they said, there's a special guest coming. And out comes Derek Brooks, the Hall of Famer. He was dressed in a suit. He was looking like $1 million. And he was saying, look, man, we appreciate you, the fans. You know, we're out there and with your support and cheering us on, or even when, you know, when we go over to England and you guys are there and da, da, da. So it was really cool. They got to meet him and everything was good. All right, let me bring in the president now, Phil. President Phil. And he's been, I think, you know, he's been there for most of the 40 years. You know, and the differences from when it started and here. So let me bring in Phil Jones. Here you go, from Bucks UK. All right, he is Phil Jones. He returns on the Rock Stops Here podcast. I am honored to be here. The 40th anniversary of Bucks UK. It's just incredible. Congratulations. Thank you very much indeed, Rock. 40 years, I've been involved with 32 of those 40. And to be quite honest, it's when you see all the faces going around around the tour of Wombop today, and the faces when I looked out, just, I realise it's all worth it. There's a lot of people, we had a very, very good time. A trip of a lifetime. Some of them will never come back again. But so that's what makes it for me. You know, promoting the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the UK. You know.
You mentioned in your speech up there that you also are very proud and thankful on how the Glazers, what they do for you. And there are some other NFL teams that for the fans in the UK don't have as much from their owner, correct?
Yeah, that's very true. I went to meet the Glazers when they first took over with Paul, and they said to them, as we said, can we use your logo? Yeah, of course you can, no problem at all. You do what you want, you know, and thanks for all your support. And from that day on, they've done nothing but support us. They support us in everything we do. Yeah, they're appreciative of everything that goes on. And be quite honest, they are a superb ownership family, and we can't thank them enough for what they do for us.
Why do you think Bucs UK has been so successful and continues to grow? Why?
Well, what people don't realise in America is the NFL is not as huge in England. And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, is the nearest team to Orlando. So where's the biggest holiday destination of the UK? Orlando. So that is one of the reasons why there's so many Tampa Bay Buccaneers fans. We haven't even come close to finding them all. I've found two on this trip that have joined since I've been here. I was only coming from the airport to get my rental car. There was two more there. And people don't know we exist. But what we offer as a club and what the Tampa Bay Buccaneers do for us is totally unparalleled. And when you talk to Brian, rest of them, they think, oh, well, no, they all do this. Not one of them do what they do. Not one.
The other thing, when I was talking to David, from when you started and how it was hard to get information, and then eventually, and then it would be on tape delay, and now with social media, with the technology, it almost seems like the world is smaller, don't you think, Phil?
Oh, no doubt. When we first started, we used to have a magazine. It was called There's Always Next Year, we had a printed magazine which Paul used to do, and we sort of progressed into the internet world and thinking, but we did start to grow as social media grew. But we stuck to our guns. We're not a social media club. We're a paid membership club. Everybody pays a membership every year, and they get a very nice patch. So we'd keep it together. We also keep the old system of the forum together as well, because it's private and it's for us. Game day is absolutely mental on that forum, and it's a way of bonding with everybody. We have game watch parties, so we all meet in London or north in Leeds, and we have when I say parties, if there was a competition for partying in the NFL, we'd win it hands down. So that's what we do, and we're a very social club. And one thing that's good for me is over all the years I've been doing this, is that people who just joined as members, met at a function, are firm friends. And I don't mean friends for the rest of their lives, going on holiday together, sharing weddings and all things like that together, you know, and that is so important. It's a very, very friendly, well-bonded club.
Well,
very proud of them, very proud of all of them.
Well, I know you're busy. Congratulations. And it also helps that after Tom Brady, nobody thought that the Bucs would do anything.
Yeah.
It makes it nice and right for the Bucs are now?
Well, now that's an interesting point. And I said this time and time and time again. Jason Light, if they forget, 2 years ago, we didn't have any salary cap, nothing at all, not even a penny. Somehow, he's worked the salary cap and then regimented two fantastic drafts. So, and suddenly, we're contenders. But people forget, we had no money. We
gambled on winning again, and we were very close. And I think he's done an absolutely amazing job. Amazing job. Somebody said to me, who's your favourite player? I went, Jason Light. Amazing.
Well, you're our favourite, Phil. Thank you so much. Continued success.
Thank you very much indeed, Rock. Great pleasure talking to you.
All right, thanks a lot, Phil. And off he went. And everybody was just having a good time. You know what I have found? Overall, now my wife always says, don't generalize. I have found that the UK fans on the whole seem to be more polite than Americans. That's just me. This is my opinion. Everybody's got an opinion. You might have an opinion. You may disagree. They're just so polite and so nice, you know? So I got myself some food. And I just went to a table and said, you mind me sitting here? And a guy was there and he's like, no, not at all, mate. I call you mate. And so we were talking and chatting and he's like, I'm a vegetarian. There's not many choices. He was having some chips and a few other things. And he was just telling me and how cool it is. Like on game day, they're all on chat together and it gets really heated and back and forth and they bust on each other and they're giving their opinion and they all watch the game together and they're all on chat together and they just love it. They love to get together. They have big events over in the UK and it's just, he loves it. Then I went and interviewed somebody. I came back, went to a different table and it was there with a father and son. And the son was in his 20s and the dad. And I said, oh, did you guys just, some of them had just flown in that day. And that's a long flight. I think it's 15 hours, I think. So I said, you just fly in today? He goes, no. Oh, when'd you get in? We're here 2 weeks. 2 weeks! And then I realized, oh, don't go, whoa, 2 weeks. Oh, that's quite a long time. And he said, believe it or not, my son here is a Jaguars fan. I said, really? And he goes, so what we did is we flew in 2 weeks ago. We went to South Florida. We saw the Jaguars lose, but we spent a couple of days in the Keys. Then we went up to Jacksonville, and we saw them lose. But now we're here in Tampa, and we're here to watch the Buccaneers and be here for the 40th anniversary. So this was the night before the game last week, and wouldn't you know it, the Buccaneers laid an egg. The Broncos dominated. It was 100 degrees, and that's how it goes. And they had a great time anyway. I also find it, but it was very, very nice. Said, pleasure to meet you. So nice. Another guy came up to me. I follow you on all of your stuff, and I have for years. And it just blows me away. It blows me away. The world is smaller thanks to social media, thanks to everything. I tell the story that when I went to Japan with the Tampa Bay Devil Rays, they were taking on the Yankees. And we get outside Tokyo Dome, and it was a practice day. Batting practice for the Yankees. Batting practice for the Rays. And they had all these little leaguers in their uniforms. 45,000 fans were there for batting practice. When we were waiting outside the Tokyo Dome to get in, they had a big screen and they were showing highlights of Yankees and Devil Rays. And they showed the Trop and they showed Raymond, the mascot, running down the stairs at the Trop in St. Pete. You know, there's 8,000 fans at the Trop watching the game. And I'm like, I am in downtown Tokyo watching a screen outside the Tokyo Dome on the sidewalk of Raymond at the Trop. That just blows me away. And as they were saying now, the world is smaller. Sean King, who's a former Buccaneer quarterback, he's been working in Vegas in TV with a gambling network. And he was saying the same thing. Like when you were recruited back in the day for a high school kid, say you were recruited by USC, say you were recruited by Ohio State and you live in St. Petersburg, Florida. You don't know anything about, it's whatever game is on in your network, in your area back in the day. Now with the internet, with social media, with the clips, it just seems smaller. You're not like, whoa, so shocked when you get to someplace. There's still nothing like going in person. I was thinking of this the other day at the game. I went to a USF game because my daughter and wife brought a middle school cheerleading team with other cheerleaders in that same area, you know, genre, age limit. And they got to go out on the field pregame at USF and the University of Miami Hurricane game. 50-some thousand fans right before the start of the kickoff. It was awesome. So I was there two times. And I was like, you know what? As much as we have everything available to us on our phone, and it's obviously a lot cheaper if you just stay in your house, but there's still something to being at a live event, at a live game. If you've got kids or grandkids, they're there. If they can be with their friends, talking in the atmosphere and everything. I remember Ian Beckles once told me his kids when they were younger, like, they just love live events, like being at something live. Even if they're not following it, they're with the friends, they're talking, they're this and that. It's fun. And I was at two live events back to back, the USF Miami game and then the Bucks Broncos game. And just seeing all the fans and this and that. Now, tailgating is another story. I don't know how fans tailgate in the month of September and for most of the month of October down here. It is so hot. And I'm telling you what. And what I've noticed, the difference between college and pro. Now, I know there are exceptions. I know you're probably going to say, I've been at the greatest tailgates for NFL games. And I'll bet you have. And I'm happy for you. And I wished I was there with you. But the college tailgates, the atmosphere, the vibe is very, very cool. You know, I was blown away. Like, I got to this USF game 5 hours early because that's what time my wife and daughter had to be there. They were going to get shirts. They were going to be doing, you know, practicing routines. They're with all these other schools. They all took the field, hundreds of girls. And they had to do a practice for the first time, you know, 5 hours before. So I was there hours and hours and hours and hours. The gates opened at 2:00. The game was at 7:00. That means it's 5 hours. I got there probably at 2:15. There were already fans setting up. Some had already set up. They set up their tents. They set up their flat screens. They set up their grills. They set up their beers, their booze. Their chairs, their things, their bean toss, you know, the whole deal, the music, and but just the atmosphere. And it's 100 degrees though. Even some have some fans, some don't, fans that are blowing. God love you. You're stronger than I am. God love you. I love to see it though. I love to feel it. I like to, when I get to these games early, if I don't have pregame duties. Now, the last couple of years, I haven't had to really do much pregame. I might shoot a little video, post it on social media, see the inactives. I go early sometimes. Maybe I can get a guest. Like Louis Riddick, who I really like, was doing the ESPN broadcast for the Miami USF game. Louis Riddick, I like him. I like him on NFL stuff. I like him in the studio. I like him as an analyst. I really wanted to get him, but it just didn't. Sometimes it doesn't work out. You're going up. They're there because they're being paid to do their job. He's got stuff he's got to do and prepare. So to get him in, hey, do you have a few seconds? And sometimes it works, but sometimes on game day, it's like it just didn't work out. I did get a guest, though, and I'll tell you about that in an upcoming podcast. The Rock Stops here. She's really, really nice. But anyway, I get there early, and because so many years doing Bainers 9 or whatever it was for, I would always might have to do live shots or something. You have to do something. But if I have time, I like to walk around tailgates just to see. And it's such a fun vibe. It's your outlet away from your job just for, you know, for a couple of hours. It's like when you're going to the movies, you go there to get away. And that's what it's like at a tailgate. And there are some former players that'll be like, nope, never been to a tailgate. Or I remember, I know someone that's very close to Derek Jeter. And when he retired from the Yankees, from Major League Baseball, he had said he had never been to a cookout. He had never been to a cookout. Because he got signed out of high school. He went right away to rookie ball. Say he finishes in June in high school. Right away, he signs. He starts his minor league career. And he's playing during summers and late into summer, maybe fall. And he said he had never experienced a cookout. And he wanted to do that. Yeah. There's a lot of guys that I know that in the sport that they are in, they're like, I'm not even, sometimes they don't even watch it anymore. Like they put so much effort and time into it, you know, and it's kind of interesting, but I love the tailgates, man. I love it. And this season is so short. Like now we're in week 4 of the NFL season. And for some schools, we're in week 5. Doesn't it feel like football just started? I go work out at this place, Anytime Fitness, and I look and they have, you know, on the screens, they have, you know, these slides that they just keep coming across for ads if you're a local business or something like that. And it will be like the Bucks schedule. And every time I'm doing something, I look up and I'm just looking up. And I remember it was just like, oh, the Buccaneers schedule, it will be happening. They're going to open up here. And now I look, I'm like, oh, I'm looking at the schedule. I'm already got to go down like week number 4. It's such a short time. I wish I could stop it, you know? Just like the weather. I wish I could stop the clock, but you can't stop the clock. That's how it, you know, that's the deal. That's the deal. But, yeah, and it was really fun for my wife, who was the cheer coach, and my daughter, who's a sophomore in high school, but she is kind of like, she's got like an assistant coach and she was helping out. And so it was good. And I love it. But here's the other thing I was thinking about, like this whole deal with technology and a phone, your phone, like, oh, we can't be on our phone so much, or our phone shouldn't be the most important thing. Well, if you don't have your phone and if your phone is not charged, you're freaking screwed. At least it has been for me and my family. Like, in other words, when I want to go to the game, there's no more ticket for parking. It's all on your phone. And what they're doing now is I get parking sent to me by the team, whether it's USF, whether it's the Bucks. You used to be able to take a screenshot, and then in case you lose it or something, you could show that. Well, that doesn't work anymore. So it has to be in, you got to put it to your Apple wallet. But I was just thinking, like, what if I drop my phone? What if my phone broke on the way to the game? You're screwed. You can't be like, can I pay you now? And no, you can't. How to get in? Or your code, hit the barcode. Or you have to be able to show everything on your phone. And like when my wife and daughter were at the USF game, they're there busy for three and a half, four hours with someone there from USF. He's teaching all the middle schoolers like how to do, you know, routines and this and that. Well, her phone died on the whole night. You know, and then by the time they get down on the field and they're waiting a long time, and then after that, they're up in a section. So she is responsible as the coach, the mom and the coach. Her phone died. Now there's parents that are texting her. Hey, where do I pick up my kid? You're at a stadium with 55,000 people. You know, there's certain places you can and can't go. Oh, there's a drop off here. No, they're going to be, you know, if you want to pick up your kid. And then my wife doesn't, her phone isn't working. Then she's got to use my daughter's phone. And my daughter's phone is down to then where I'm going to pick them up. And it's now dark and it's at night and we're leaving it. And we're going to see where I'm going to pick them up. And she's like, she called, I got 6% on my phone. I'm like, isn't it amazing? I mean, it's great at times on everything that we can do on our phone, like maps. You know, you used to actually have to take out a physical map and driving and trying to find things and the, you know, and now, but how do we do it before? Where do you get picked up? Where's your kid going to meet you at? How do we figure it out before? When I first came here to Tampa Bay, well, I first came here to St. Leo's long time ago for 2 years. And then I went back to New Jersey. But my first time when I came here, I got a job at 970 WFLA radio. And then WDAE started, an all sports station here in Tampa Bay. And I was the reporter. I was the update guy. You had to do updates every 20 minutes. And I would go out to cover the Bucks, go out to cover the baseball when the Devil Rays started, go out, cover the Tampa Bay Lightning. And you'd have to always do updates. Well, between driving, being out, not quite at the stadium, going to get something to eat, I'd always have to hit a payphone. I'd always have to find a payphone. There was no cell. I didn't have a cell phone. I know. If you're younger, the kids are like, what? I always had to do a payphone. And in the 5 years that I was at WDAE full-time, until I got to Bay News 9, then I was full-time there. But in 5 years, and 1 year I was on a morning show, so I wasn't doing updates. So for 4 years, every day, I don't think I missed an update every 20 minutes. And I would always have to find a payphone. And I did. Isn't that amazing? Now that you think about it, now, if you had to always hit a payphone every 20 minutes for your shift, and how about that? So it just blows me away about the phone. If your phone dies, there's one guy that covers the local teams for a couple of different outlets, and he carries two laptops with him. Because one guy in the press box, his laptop died or something. His name is Ira. And this guy, Corey, said, oh, I got an extra one. Here you go. And he's like, he carries two laptops with him at all times. It's a pretty good idea. But it blows me away. It's just amazing to me. And you got to stay with it. All right. What is not amazing to me is Lipton Window and Door of Newport Richey. They are the best when it comes to a window and door contractor in Tampa Bay. They're the best. They have a fully trained staff. They only carry top quality windows and doors. They also are involved with this program now that is giving rebates. They'll give you all the information. All right. They also have financing available, and they're the best. They're affordable, and it's the top quality. And they've been in business for decades, family owned. So it isn't the guy off the street. It isn't somebody else new that's taken over. They don't know what they're doing. Tim Lipton is in charge. He's got a great staff. They train their people. Give them a call, 727-372-2455. That's 727-372-2455. They're on Madison Street in Newport Richey. And they also donate $100 from every job to the Southeast Guide Dogs in Bradenton. He went down there, saw what they did, and it's really, really cool. But new windows and new doors will make your home energy efficient. This money will come back to you because I know your bills are high, and you can cut those bills down with new windows and doors. Make it energy efficient. And with the hurricane season, we're in hurricane season here for a while yet. So you can't wait. Don't wait. Give them a call today, and they'll take care of you. Tell them Rock Riley sent you from the Rock Stops Here podcast. So do that. Do that, and then you'll be good. All right, that's about it. I was going to talk a little bit about it. I don't want to get into it. The whole Diddy thing. Oh, my God. It comes down on my feed. Diddy. Oh, my God. The stuff that went on. And then I always think about, like, I grew up Catholic school with the priest and stuff. I never saw anything. Thank God. Thank God I never saw anything that would scar me. Oh, my God. Yeah, I don't know how you recover from that. But you know what? No need here now at this time to get into that. I want to thank Bucks UK. Oh, and also thank my peeps at the 813.tv. 813.tv. I am covering the Buccaneers on a daily basis, doing video reports. Not long. But everybody loves video. I know they love video. I know, you know, so it's the 813.tv. We've also got some great shows. If you're a gambler or better, we've got gambling shows, betting shows, experts, really good at that. We have an NFL Insider show with Ben and Jake Arians. That's a great show. We got the Insider Show, James Yarko, and it's on some of our writers, our peeps. I jump on that. We got the Loose Cannons show. We got Fully Loaded. We got some great shows. Entertaining, not boring, and great articles. Bucks coverage, some NFL, and we're not boring, and it looks good, and it sounds good. So it's the 813.tv. All right? Give it a shot. Go check us out. Check us on the socials, the 813.tv. All righty. So we'll see what happens. And Lightning are starting now. And the Rays, that was it. It was one of those years. But baseball, I do like the postseason. I just like when I look in the background and I see the winter coats when we get later in that. I love it. I can't help it. I'm a northern guy here in Florida. All right, listen. Thank you to everybody that's been listening. If you're a new person, thank you. Subscribe. Appreciate you. And we'll see what shenanigans we get into. We'll see. Maybe I'll get into something. I'll be able to tell you. It'll be more entertaining than this one, right? All right. Thanks a lot. And I'll talk to you next week on The Rock Stops Here.